so much.
Yeah, same as for paper 12A. The objective of sub-paper 12B is to demonstrate compliance with the due process step that we have taken since the publication of the exposure draft and to formally ask whether any ISB members intend to dissent to the final amendment before we ballot. We think that the amendment should be finalized without re-exposure because the changes to the exposure draft are not fundamental and respond to the feedback received. We recommend 1st January 2015 as the mandatory effective date of the proposed amendment that we expect to issue in Q1 of 2013. This is because the amendment is narrow in scope. In addition, it applies prospectively to acquisitions of interest in joint operations on or after the effective date. And furthermore, reducing significant diversity in practice on a timely basis is one of the main purposes of this amendment. And finally, we think that we have met all the due process requirements to date. The confirmation of the due process steps followed is in Appendix A of the staff paper. So we want to ask four questions to the board members. First, does the ISB agree that the proposed amendment to IFRS 11 and the proposed consequential amendment to IFRS 1 should be finalized without re-exposure?
Agreed. All agreed.
Next question. Does the ISB agree with 1st January 2015 as the mandatory effective date for the final amendment?
No disagreement.
Third question, do any ISB members intend to dissent to the final amendment?
No.
And the last question, is the ISB satisfied that all required due process steps that pertain to the publication of the final amendment have been complied with?
Yes.
That is the case.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Continue with IS 16, Denise.
Yeah, the purpose of paper 12C is to present the